We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This show is a chance to get a snapshot of student life and challenges and issues facing the younger residents in Tuolumne County. We're joined by a panel of graduating seniors. From Somerville High School, we have Wyatt Frankenstein and Maddie Knobloch. From Sonora High School, Emily Orpert and Elijah Yee. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're going to, before we go to our next topic, I want to go back to Wyatt Frankenstein real quick, because as we were turning the mics off and talking around the table, there was one other thing that you brought up that you think would be great to see more of in Tuolumne County.
Yeah, so I just, you know, we were talking around the table and we brought up the fact about like music events and stuff like that in the community, which I think a lot of people enjoyed, you know, back when they used to do concerts at the Westside Pavilion and stuff like that. I remember a lot of kids had a lot of really good memories to make while they went there, you know. For me personally, the Lee Bryce concert, that one was super good to, you know, hang out with all my friends. I made a lot of good memories that night. So when I found out the next summer they were discontinuing the concerts due to COVID, that was like, you know, pretty sad for me, because, you know, I always had a great time with those concerts. And then with the most recent, you know, music events happening in Twain Heart with North Fork playing, so like that, you know, I live in Twain Heart, and as I was heading out, I saw probably 300 people in Twain Heart, which is, you know, as busy as I've ever seen it. So obviously it's pulling the community together a little bit if there's so many people there at one time, you know. So I think, you know, more musical events, more businesses being open to having live music there, I think people enjoy it. It also allows people in the community who are, you know, starting out their bands to get their name out there a little bit, you know. Could be good for the community as a whole, entertainment and getting people's names out there.
Very good. You know, so now my next question had to do with, I'm just curious your thoughts on drug use, what you kind of witnessed, and if you see like certain drugs being an extra challenge among youth your age. And I'm going to go to Emily Orpert first. You know, what is your kind of just observations about, you know, drugs and the younger generation?
I think more with younger generation, actually, not as much with the older class. I see, of course, a lot of vaping going around and a lot of drinking and driving in our age, and it's horrific to see, but it's what kids do, and they think it's fun and they think it's cool, and it's very alarming. But we don't know how to help our friends stop that, and no matter what we say, it doesn't mean we can stop them. You know, they're gonna do what they want to do. So I think that's something very scary that I see personally at Sonora High.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate your honesty on that answer. I'll go to Elijah Yee. What's your observations?
You know, going off of what Emily said, vaping is a common occurrence everywhere. I think at our school, it's sad to see. If you go to the bathroom, it's like almost you're interrupting them vaping rather than it being a bathroom. Like, it's a vape lounge. And, you know, I think that it's also unfortunate that the brands that make the vapes, I feel like it's more targeted towards kids. Like, they have fruity flavors and like wacky flavors that they all want to try, and then it gets addicting and then they can't stop. And I think it's a big issue for our school.
Any ideas on how vaping could be halted or stopped, or any advice for, you know, administrators?
I know our school has recently installed like a battery detector in the bathroom, so if anyone goes in there and tries to hit their vape, it detects it and they get pulled out of class or pulled out of the bathroom, and they get, I think, suspended. You know, comes with a risk, but a lot of kids don't care for the risk. They'll just do it. So that's a big issue.
Mm-hmm. Maddie Knobloch, same question to you. What are your kind of observations with drugs and students?
I think that I have been a little under the rock on this whole thing. I don't really know much about drug use at my school, but I do know that the vaping problem is not just at Sonora. Somerville has a vaping problem too. From what I've heard, it has actually been controlled a little bit. Somerville brings drug dogs on campus and kids get searched, and I'm pretty sure at Sonora they do that too. But other than that, I don't really know much about the drug problem. I do know most kids our age drink, and it is dangerous. I've seen people literally post things about drinking and driving and post themselves literally having like a beer in their cup holder or something, which is really, really scary. But other than that, that's all I've really seen.
And Wyatt Frankenstein, same question for you. What have you kind of, what are your observations, or what have you heard?
So yeah, you know, at Somerville, going off what Maddie said, it was a pretty severe problem, you know, starting freshman year. And then obviously our sophomore year got cut off. So it's like, you don't really know if it would have been, you know. I don't know if that helped or not. You know, a lot of people picking up different hobbies over the COVID, you know, outbreak. You know, they maybe they're not seeing their friends who had that stuff as often, so they didn't get to get like their fix, if you want to call it that, you know, their nicotine addiction. So maybe that helped, you know, bring it down a little bit. But yeah, with the whole drinking and driving thing, you know, it's kind of a big issue in Tolumne County right now, especially since we just, you know, lost somebody due to it. So, but I think the biggest thing to like fight back against like the drinking and driving and the, you know, the nicotine addictions is, you know, like just we have to explain to like these kids, like it's not cool. Like you're not cool if you vape. Like that doesn't make you cool, you know, just because you're, you know, drinking a beer, that doesn't make you cool either. It's like, you know, if people can do this stuff in the safety of their homes and, you know, if that's their thing they want to do, then I don't encourage it, but they can do it. But when they're doing it out in public to try to get attention, that's when it's becoming a problem. And I think that's why it got so bad at the school, because, you know, certain groups are doing it and then other kids wanted to start doing it too. Like, oh, I look up to that kid, you know, then they're doing it. And then especially with the drinking and driving, seeing the older generations also doing it, you know, maybe it's their parents that started the habit. I think you just have to hit the reset button and just be like, this is not cool. Like nobody thinks you're cool for doing what you're doing. And like, we've seen people get hurt in this community because of it. And I've seen fights happen at school because of people who, you know, have altercations over like, oh, you stole my vape. No, I didn't. All, you know, yada, yada, back and forth. And then it ends up with a fist fight. So, I mean, obviously it's a problem with the schools. And I think Somerville's done a good job of trying to control it a little bit. And I have seen it get better, but I think there's still a long way to go in the county as a whole.
So the issue of vaping and then also a separate issue of marijuana use, is it kind of one and the same or is kind of the same thing? Or
yeah, I would say that there's a lot more nicotine use with the vapes than there is marijuana use in the county from what I've seen. But I mean, I did see a spike in marijuana use with the dab pens that a lot of kids were using, you know, they were getting. And during that time, it was pretty common to see it. And even at school, kids were doing this stuff. And, you know, you kind of have to see it and just, you know, it's like, okay, well, I don't want to be around them, you know. You don't want to get caught, you know, especially being an athlete. You know, if you get caught with this stuff, you're screwed. You're getting suspended. You might get kicked off the team. All this stuff, there's repercussions. So, I mean, it was like always just trying to, like, look out for yourself, I guess. But also, I would, like how Emily said earlier, you don't really know, like, how to just tell these people to stop. Like, it doesn't really work. It's not that simple. You can't just say, hey, you should stop doing that, and then they stop. It doesn't work like that, you know. Obviously, addiction's a hard topic to talk about and try to fix, especially with young kids, you know, so.
Well, I want to thank all you all for giving us kind of some very honest and open answers on that topic. And we got just a couple minutes left. I'll end a little bit more upbeat. You know, what would be if you were kind of, you know, an incoming freshman was coming in right now, you know, what would be your advice to an incoming freshman getting ready for 4 years of high school? I'll start first with Emily Orpert.
I would tell freshmen that as hard as it is, be you. Don't try to put on a facade of that you're something else. Be confident. And I know that's hard being a freshman because you do feel like you're the lowest of the low, but just trying to be yourself and be genuine to yourself and try new things and go outside of the box. And because in the end, when you get to your senior year, you're not going to have the same friends and you're going to find yourself and you're going to look back and be like, wow, I'm a totally new person. So I say just be you and be open to new opportunities.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to end on that note because we've run out of time. I wish I could keep talking with you guys for an extended period, but the time has run out on today's show. We want to thank our guests very much for coming in. We had Emily Orpert from Sonora High, as well as Elijah E. and from Somerville, Maddie Knobloch and Wyatt Frankenstein. I wish you all the best in your future endeavors and stop by the radio station again sometime to let us know how you're doing. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Again, we thank our guests. I was BJ Hansen. I'm your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.